This is the sound of the oud. It's the fretless Arab version of the lute. The oud actually predates the lute, but in the hands of a master, it can sound as fresh today as it did centuries ago. This is oud virtuoso Anwar Brahim. He's from the North African nation of Tunisia. Brahim's 10th album teams him with a German bass clarinet player, a Swedish bassist, and a Lebanese percussionist. The world's Ken Bader reached Brahim at his home in Carthage, Tunisia, and prepared today's global hit.
Anwar Brahim fell in love with the oud when he was a child. That much he remembers. What he doesn't recall exactly is why.
I really don't know. I was attracted by this instrument from I was very young. I think that the first time I saw it was in a concert or maybe also even in a television. So I was attracted because also I have to say that the oud was always in the center of the orchestra.
Maybe you wanted to be in the center of the orchestra too.
This is one explanation.
Brahim was studying at the Tunis National Conservatory of Music at age 10. He was playing regularly with local orchestras by the time he was 15. Today, he's regarded as Tunisia's most innovative oud player. Brahim has achieved an extraordinary technical command of the instrument, but he says that's not what sets the very best oud players above the rest.
In the Arabic tradition, it's not really the technique who makes the people say that he's a great oud player or great musician or not. The most important thing in the traditions is the improvisation. If you are a very good improviser, so then people could say that you are a great musician or not. Much more than the technique, you know.
This track is from Anwar Brahim's most recent CD. The album is called The Astounding Eyes of Rita. Brahim came up with the title while he was working on the album.
I just heard that Mahmoud Darwish, who is a fantastic Palestinian poet, and so I just heard that he died. So I was very touched, it was very sad. So I wanted to dedicate my album to Mahmoud Darwish. And Rita is just a reference to one of his poems. And Rita was one of the first love when he was very young.
Anwar Brahim and his fellow musicians from the Astounding Eyes of Rita take their show to Europe next month. They'll perform in 8 cities in France, Switzerland, and Belgium. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
Music from oud virtuoso Anwar Brahim puts a wraps on today's program. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.